we're expecting a press conference from outside the King Power Stadium in Leicester this morning. We're going to try to take it live for you. That press conference, it's being suggested, will give the public an update as to what happened on Saturday night. The details they have so far about what happened to that helicopter in which the owner of Leicester City Football Club was killed. Four others were killed as well. Two members of his staff, the pilot and a passenger were killed. I was speaking on Saturday night when this happened to eyewitnesses who were actually at the game on my Five Live show. Here's what one eyewitness, Leo, told me about what he saw.
I was just in front of the stadium. I was shopping, and then the helicopter was just going up normal, and then in the next minute, we just seen the helicopter spinning clockwise, but very quick.
So the helicopter was spinning. Did it stay in the air spinning for long, Leo?
Not very long. Let's say 10, 15 seconds, something like that.
Who did you see around the scene of the helicopter?
The first people that I seen there was four. Two policemen. One was a lady which she was on tears when I went there because she was like traumatized because of the helicopter because she was saved just by 10 meters, if I can say that. And was another one, I don't know if he was security of the stadium or working, but he opened the door, the back door of the stadium from the inside, and he let the two policemen going in from the back.
Okay. So the lady, the female who you describe her in tears because the helicopter, when it crashed, you're saying that it crashed very close to where she was standing. Is that right? And she was traumatized. Is that what you're telling me?
She was in shock. I went there with the policeman because we was walking to the stadium. She was in shock. She was just crying and she couldn't understand nothing. She was just crying there and staying just praying, oh my God, what's going on? That's what she said.
Did you see anybody, were you able to see inside the helicopter?
I couldn't see anybody inside the helicopter, but one of, I mentioned, in the police car, there was two policemen. One of them was looking for something. I don't know what he was looking inside the car, something to prevent the fire, I don't know. And the other man, the other one, he ran straight away to the helicopter and he was trying to break the window of the helicopter with, I don't know what he had in his hand, a big metal, or I couldn't see because it was too dark. But one of the policemen in this time was trying to break the window and trying to get in. And the other one was inside the car looking for something. And then the next minute, I see the other policeman. He had like a fire extinguisher trying to prevent the fire. And then the policeman who was in the car, he told to me, he was like, please stay away and stop filming because somebody is in that helicopter. And I don't know, I was feeling scared. And then this was all going in 5 to 10 seconds, and then there's an explosion. And even the policemen and all the three or four other guys that they came in, they were trying to help, and they just pulled back because the fire was going too high. But in this time, we could hear even the other police cars and the firefighters or ambulance coming around, so, and it was very quick.
So if I can summarise, and tell me if I've got this right, Leo, as I walk through this. So what you have described over the last few minutes is this helicopter. It belongs to the owner of Leicester City Football Club. You saw it spin in the sky, and it fell to the ground.
Yeah.
You rushed to the scene where the crash was, and you saw a woman who was in shock because she was quite close to where the helicopter had crashed. You then saw two police officers. One of those police officers was trying to get inside the helicopter. One of those police officers was trying to get the door open. And then there was an explosion which forced the authorities back from the helicopter. Is that
I mentioned even one guy, I don't know if he was the security of the stadium, I don't know, that guy who, he was the first one who opened the door on the back of the stadium, because the police did not go inside from the main entrance, they went from the back.
Leo, when you describe the police officer trying to get, obviously trying to save someone's life by trying to get into the helicopter, What was he using to try to get in? What was he doing?
No, I couldn't see that because it was too dark, and the fire was uncontrolled, and I was not that close to see what he had in his hands, but that I don't know.
Do you know if he was able to get anybody out?
No chance. He couldn't get no one out. At that time that I was in there. Because all this what I'm describing is taking 2 minutes to say, but it took less than 20 seconds. You know, this is something which goes very quick.
Okay, and then the police officer was pushed back by the intensity of the fire. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that was an eyewitness who we spoke to on Saturday night. Obviously, we then heard the news yesterday. The statement was released to confirm that all five people who were on board that helicopter lost their lives. As you heard in the middle of that interview, though, the heroic nature with which a police officer ran towards those flames, ran towards danger, as often police officers do, and they were trying to force the door open. My goodness. It's 16 minutes to 10. We are expecting a press conference outside the King Power Stadium very shortly indeed. As soon as that happens, we'll break into our coverage. A press conference expected to update the public on some details of what happened on Saturday night.